children got a picture of him on the wall, big as a wall. You know, Florida City, a great big picture. That hang here, boy.
Well, baseball is a sports game, and a whole lot of pleasure, and just looking at it,
yeah.
Baseball.
You know, we got a big new stadium there. How old was the stadium? About 6 years old? And I have never been inside of it.
Yeah.
I have never been inside of it.
That's Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a great big place, but I don't know, just never had any occasion to go there or something.
Well, that's the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, that's right.
Hank Aaron is with them.
Uh-huh. He's about the best thing we got, you know, but Braves, I don't know how they're doing right now, but they just so up and down. I think they need new management or something.
Maybe so.
That's the Lumen Harris is what everybody's fussing about.
Well, sometimes a new manager means a whole lot, because a good manager ain't going to keep one man in there we see him failing. He's going to change.
Well, they got to do something.
Yeah.
Say they don't use that potential, you know.
Yeah, they got to do something. Don't care. You can't just use love and all that mess. If a man ain't doing his job, but
you forget all about that and get somebody who can.
Just is going to do his job. Right.
Oh, that seems like that's the main trouble.
That's the trouble.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you something else. One thing I was supposed to, what do you think about, now we talked a little bit about it, but about discipline and so forth. I mean, you think, now, you know, they talking about people, they just don't have, you know, they don't make people go by the law and they don't make the kids mind in school and all this. What's your idea on discipline? Do you think that, you know, you believe in people sparing the rod and spoiling the child, or how is it?
Well, and you mean in having order?
Yeah, well, in order, like order in school and order in society and everything. In other words, do you think that the way things have been going, that we just don't have a strict enough enforcement, or what would you say, Jeremy?
Well, I'll tell you what I would say about that point. I wish you'd listen good. Remember, charity first began with.
Yeah, at home.
And the people at home who ran the children to turn over to the school, they are the big folk.
That's right.
They're the big folk. Your children hear that. Now.
You got to learn that from the time you're
born. Yeah, we're learning that. So that's one thing old Maxwell's saying. Charity first begin at home. And you can tell if you were in a classroom, you can tell a child that have the right training at home.
Yeah.
And you can tell when they don't. You'll find out.
I think you're right.
Yeah. That's my point of view of that, because I've experienced that. And so if that charity does begin at home and bringing that child up, he ain't gonna be no good nowhere.
And when he's grown up, that's he's gonna be a lawbreaker then.
Oh my goodness. You know, some parents don't have time, don't take time, and then some, they think too much of the child.
That's right.
Out.
In other words, they can't, of course, I'm all inclined to be on that side, I'm afraid, but I think I do. I try my best to make them, you know, toe mark, because I think that it's good for them.
Well, now, another thing I want to look at, parents got to be careful now with children, not like they used to be.
That's true.
They got to be very careful of the example they lay in the presence of the children.
That's true.
If you lay the right example, they ain't gonna drift too far. But if you lay a bad example, well, you just
no matter what you say, they're gonna see what you do.
Well, they have so many parents, ran a family, they don't lay the right example. They do anything,
right.
Say anything, act any kind of way to present the children. Well, those children ain't gonna mount them much.
No, they're gonna pick that up.
Yeah, if you get in school, a teacher can't do nothing with them.
No, I think you're right.
But if that child know if I be reported to my parents, I know that the parents have to take me home to their parents about me, about my disorder, they'll do better. Just like I said about these two cases here in this school. A white kid taking a little boy to his parents and said, I just ain't gonna bother him no more. He got sassy.
Yeah, I hate
going
to be
like that. He grew old, but now I know it's send them back to school.
Or do you believe in the teacher being able to whip them at school?